This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Daniel Turner, Executive Director of Power of the Future. Good morning, my friend.
Oh, Rich, it is no problem. As long as I get to be on your show, I don't care how hard it is.
You got to come through some hurdles, but we get there, and that's the beautiful part about it. We get there. Let's start with Joe Manchin. I mean, you kind of had to know this was going to happen, right?
Yeah, really disappointing. You know, they needed his vote for the quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which just spends billions of dollars. But that's a great name, so we called it that. They needed his 50th vote, and they made a bunch of promises to him. It sounds like high school, right? Like, do all these things and then trust us. We got you back tomorrow, buddy. And Joe Manchin did. He gave them the 50th vote. And then he came back and said, hey, remember all those promises you made? And Chuck Schumer said, yeah, I forgot about all that stuff. And Manchin was played.
Yeah, it absolutely sounds like it. So Manchin was looking for, I mean, he says in his statement he wants energy independence. So these permits, tell us about what they would have accomplished had he been able to pull this off.
Well, the problem with getting the energy industry up and running, especially in Joe Biden's America, is that it's incredibly cumbersome, right? We hear the expression red tape all the time. Ask anyone in of your listeners who's ever tried to put a deck on their back deck, right? Or try to build a shed, and how many bureaucrats are like, wait a second, do you have the right paperwork? Well, imagine trying to drill a well, right, for oil or gas. And so what Manchin wanted to do was he wanted to streamline the permitting process. He wanted to take a lot of the bureaucracy away. He wanted to make it easier for this to go forward. That's something I agree with. I mean, I think this should have been done years ago, because people like the Biden administration can weaponize it. And so that was what he wanted to accomplish. And so Chuck Schumer assured him, look, you vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, and then we'll do your permitting reform process. And Manchin fell for it. And if you're Chuck Schumer, if you're the Democrats, if you're the Joe Biden administration, you don't want to reform that process. You like the fact that it's cumbersome and slow and antiquated, because it allows you to muck up the whole system. And that's exactly what they're doing right now, is they're just mucking up the whole system. So it's sad. Manchin used to be a more savvy politician. He was definitely played on this one, and it's very disappointing.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm frustrated because he was kind of the last hope. It would always feel like he was the dam to keep the just pure socialism from breaking through the Democrat Party. And when he went with this and he's trying to justify, like, hey, listen, I'm doing the right thing for energy independence. And then, of course, it's his own people screwing him over. It's the Democrats screwing him over. But I mean, Joe, what were you thinking, man? This is a party now that is hell bent on the Green New Deal, on radicalizing socialism.
Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, Manchin needs to come to terms with. And he could say, you know, in my heart, I'm a Democrat. And heck, you have a lot of listeners who in their hearts, they're JFK Democrats. And it must be hard for them to realize that party no longer exists right now. West Virginia was the largest margin for President Trump in 2020. So Joe Manchin represents not just a right state, a red state. He represents the reddest of red states. And he's a Democrat. And yet he has won his last couple of elections because he's very popular. But now he's going to have to go back to these folks and say, hey, look, the Inflation Reduction Act, on which I was the crucial 50th vote, it raises taxes on oil and gas, and you're paying those, right? It raises taxes on coal, and you're paying those. And every American is facing electric bills that are currently 17% higher than they were a year ago, and many are expected to go another 15 to 20% higher by the end of the winter. And so if you're looking at your $500 electric bill saying, this is so weird, it used to only be $350, why is it now $5? It's because Joe Manchin, and I hate to put it that bluntly, but it is. Joe Manchin was played, and we are all suffering the consequences.
Daniel Turner is with me. He is founder and executive director of Power of the Future, advocating for American energy, exposing the socialist radical green political movement. And it's great to have him on the show, powerofthefuture.com. Can we talk about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? There's been a lot of news about this recently, and I think it's one of those situations where I imagine that this is only compounding a problem that we're already experiencing at home. I don't blame that for the problem. I blame Joe Biden and the Democrats, but I imagine that all of this is just making things worse.
It is. And there's a lot of mystery as to what's happening right now. If your listeners haven't been paying attention, it looks like the pipeline was sabotaged. This is a pipeline that goes from Russia through the Baltic Sea into the north of Germany. And then from Germany, it brings natural gas to most of the European continent. It's always been controversial. This is the one that viral video of President Trump telling the Germans, you've made yourselves beholden to Russia because of your energy policies, and it's going to come back to bite you. And all the Germans at the UN were giggling, you know, laughing at him like, oh, the Trump, he's so stupid. And yet here he is.
By the way, Daniel Turner, not just do you provide great information, outstanding impressions, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was my German impression. I appreciate that. And now it looks like the pipeline has been sabotaged. Whether it was the Russians, a lot of speculation is that we did it. I would like to think the Biden administration wouldn't do it. But then again, the Biden administration is insisting on giving the Iran mullahs nuclear weapons, right? And so I don't know if this administration, when it comes to foreign policy, they seem to do a lot of the wrong things. Maybe they did sabotage the pipeline. But long story short, we have a huge energy crisis in the world, and this is only going to exacerbate it. And if you are a European, you should be very, very concerned about headed into winter, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm watching all the stories over there. First of all, two points you make, which I want to just double down on. Number one is this idea that, yeah, you know, Trump was laughed at in the room for saying you guys are empowering Vladimir Putin. And also, number two, I mean, Germany, with all their Green New Deal nonsense on their end, they have a major energy crisis. But the question, though, is it as bad as California, where you're not allowed to charge your electric vehicles that are soon going to be mandatory in the state of California?
It's much worse than that. And that's only because Germany has been doing this a lot longer. But California shows you how great Gavin Newsom is. California looks at Germany and says, let's follow their model. Right. It is like that image of all the buffalo running off the cliff. Eventually, one buffalo has to stop and be like, maybe I shouldn't go down. I shouldn't follow the herd. But that's what we're all doing. We're all running off the cliff, and California is following, and then other states are going to follow California. You know, and again, it's because Germany has been pushing this wind power. They've been pushing renewables for 20 years, but sadly, they don't work. You know, it's too bad. I wish they would. They may one day. Who knows? But right now, they don't. And if anyone is concerned about Hurricane Ian headed towards Florida, and you should be, because it's a serious storm that has nothing to do with climate change. That's all just a big lie. But you know what's going to withstand hurricane force winds? Coal plants and natural gas plants. You know what does not withstand Category 5 winds? Solar fields and wind turbines. And so if you're going to go green, and Joe Biden wants us all to go green, ask yourselves what's going to happen after a major storm. Because the only thing that survives are strong structures. And very few structures are stronger than a nuclear electric generating station, a natural gas one, a coal one. So, you know, Ron DeSantis has not embraced the green agenda, and I think the lights will come back on a heck of a lot faster than if Andrew Gillum, the questionable man who barely beat him, who barely lost to him in the last election, if Andrew Gillum had gotten his way and lined the Florida coast with solar panels and wind turbines.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, they're going to blame Ron DeSantis if even one person, God forbid, dies. They're going to blame him. They want to make this his Katrina, no question about it. But I think you're exactly right. Florida's going to clean up a whole lot better. Now, speaking of these windmills off the coastline, New Jersey, where my king has decided now he's doubling down on these massive, hideous windmills, which are going to be located about 10 to 12 miles off the coastline. So you're absolutely going to see them. They're going to destroy the view. We're talking hundreds, possibly thousands of these hideous monstrosities up and down the Jersey shoreline.
Yeah. Isn't that terrible? And they could all be replaced with a quarter of an acre of land and either a coal or a natural gas or, God forbid, a nuclear plant that has a very, very tiny footprint and that is completely not in the way and very discreet. You know, the land use of wind and solar does not get nearly enough talk about. And if we're going to push the wind and solar agenda, as Biden wants us to push it, we have to ask ourselves where we're going to get the millions, and I mean millions, millions of acres of land to put these things. Because there isn't that much available land in the cool parts of America, right? In the center of the country, there is. But that's where we don't need electricity. But we do in the Jersey Shore. And as far as I know, and you're the Jersey expert, but I don't know of millions of acres of available land in Jersey. So this is the reality of going green. And you could say it's better. I'm just saying that people need to know what to expect if we're going to push this agenda.
Yeah. And the other point, too, which I think people miss a lot of times with all this, is that what stands right now in the way of this country completely going in this direction is just a few votes. I mean, it's that close. And as midterm elections are coming up, and as people are thinking about the high price of everything, and Daniel, maybe I'm crazy here, but in my mind, we're not going to deal with inflation. We're not going to tackle inflation by raising interest rates. We're going to tackle inflation by dealing with America's energy issues, because this all started when Biden killed the Keystone XL pipeline and got rid of offshore drilling and stopped drilling in Anwar and stopped giving out oil lease permits. In my mind, that's when this inflation began, because as we've talked about many times, this is all directly tied to the price of energy. But we have an election coming up in around the country, of course, but right here in Pennsylvania, U.S. Senate race, John Fetterman, who's been on record saying he wants to be one of the people that ends fracking. Now he's trying to walk that back. I don't believe him.
No, and you can't believe him, because these people who run for office and conveniently change their position, you have to go back to when they're candid, when they're honest, when they don't think they're being recorded. Joe Biden did that all during the campaign trail. And you remember that debate with President Trump, where President Trump said, "You have said you're going to do all these things." And Joe Biden, "I never said that. Show me the tape, Jack. Show me the tape." Yeah. And all the people watching the TV were like, "This is so weird, because we've all seen you say you want to do these things." And so Fetterman's trying to thread that needle as well, right? "I've never said that. Well, I've expanded my beliefs. I've changed my opinion." That's all a bunch of lies, because he knows hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians work or know someone that works in the fracking industry. And if he doesn't get a small percentage of their vote, he won't win. So if you have a friend, a cousin, a mom, a dad, a sister, a sister-in-law who works in that industry, you can vote for Fetterman, because Fetterman will take away their job, gleefully take away their job.
You know, you are unquestionably, in my opinion, the leading advocate for the real kind of energy America needs. And there's no one out there like you fighting this fight. And so I'm grateful. And I know you travel the country. And I know you talk about this a lot, Daniel Turner, these ghost towns across this country, once thriving communities that have been literally decimated because of the war on energy. And, you know, we talk about the fentanyl crisis all the time. I mean, how are these towns doing with drug overdoses and crime and everything else once the Green New Deal left came in and destroyed these communities?
I know, and that's the devastating thing, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because that is why I started Power of the Future, and they are the forgotten parts of America, and I do it for the energy sector. More people need to do this for other sectors of jobs, of industry, that politicians have allowed to go offline, that they've allowed to be shipped to Mexico, to be shipped to China. Like North Carolina did this with the furniture industry. New Jersey did a lot of this with the textile industry, right? We used to make all these things here, but when it comes to energy, you can't outsource it, right? Coal is found where it's found, and we need coal. And right now, coal prices are four times what they used to be, because we have a shortage of it, and we are not using any less of it. And in the process of politicizing it, we've just decimated people's communities, families, small little gray towns all across the country. You know, I'm originally from New York City, but I know New York State very well. Upstate New York is basically that on steroids, right? It is just one once great town, Utica, Schenectady. They were once great, thriving towns and cities, and now they're just decimated because politicians said, you know what, we're going to get rid of this industry and we're going to send it somewhere else. and you are all going to suffer the consequences. And I'm glad you mentioned fentanyl, because that is what they turn to. Depressed people turn to drugs, sadly. A lot of them turn to violence, sadly. And these towns are overrun by poverty, depression, opioids, domestic violence. Their schools have closed. You know, I've stood at empty school buildings in West Virginia that were shuttered in the last 5 years because they ran out of funding. Why? Because there's no source of revenue for the town anymore. Why? Because people like Joe Manchin didn't protect the one industry they had, which was coal. And if you ask Joe Biden, what will he say? Well, you know what? You're going to get one of these great green jobs. When? Right? If you were a Keystone Pipeline welder, 55, you have 30 years experience. This is all you know how to do, and you are good at it, right? It's not just all you know how to do. This is a skill that no one could do. These guys could weld, you know, a tick's eyes shut. They're that good. And you took away my job and my livelihood, and it's been almost 2 years. When is the green job coming, right? Or am I supposed to just wait for my new government check on my unemployment? And that's what we've done to these communities.
Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, powerofthefuture.com, and follow him on Twitter. At Daniel Turner PTF. Thanks, my friend. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.